sind ja da auch keine Ecke, ne. Wir sind auch schon mal gut so, ich habe auch keine Ecke. Aber dann kam ich und ich habe ja gesagt, dass ich in der Ahad ist. Aber dann kam ich und ich habe ja gesagt, dass ich in der Ahad ist. Und dann kam ich und ich habe ja gesagt, ich habe ja gesagt, ich habe da 1914 da da war konan za yak. Jo yak got ya. Das da sind da da sind da tsade la az. Und da da sind da von ken sind da das going on that what going on. Das said it konan az. Da na so jin da da do manan. Chita da do kat jenan chen I didn't and they Mae dy gyda lliwyd yn ymwneud i chi.
Eina ddog oes ni? Ma?
Turbi.
Interpreter sydd yn ymwneud yn ymwneud.
Da co da ddod gwrn o'n ymwneud. Da'n dan sy'n da dan ddod yn gen i ddod.
Yn dan ag oes ni?
Ddod si ag o'n ymwneud a ast. Yn. A dan ia fe all.
Yn dan Hago dam mayana kia.
Oh.
Tao yo si jan ki hen. Ti tle ago da ya de.
Ayona dat as.
Tuna sa se.
Ya na sa de.
Oh.
Mel mari.
Ya.
Mel.
See, we are now interviewing Melvin Vicente. He was the vice chairman of the Hickory Apache tribe from 1964 through 1968. This is Veronica Velarde interviewing. It is June 9th, 1970. It is 3:30. Well, Melvin, you can tell me whatever you know about the tribe, their history, or whatever you feel is important that you did during the administration of Charlie B. Hill while you were vice chairman, or you can talk about the council or land claims or whatever you feel is important.
Well, I think one of the most important thing that we done under Charlie's administration is to bring back the people into focus as far as the political world is concerned. By that I mean that we have sort of backed the people up, backing us up, so that they could exercise their voting rights with a little more ease, without the fear of the opposite party. I don't know whether this should be recorded or not, but I feel that this is what we did.
And so, how did you go about, you know, making them feel more political affluent, you might say?
The first thing is to be honest about what we said and what we plan on doing, to get out into the people's homes and make them feel that they were still a part of the tribe.
Okay, do you feel that at this time there's a lot of members that were feeling like they were left out?
Yes, and also that they didn't care whether they voted or not. So you ask them, did you vote? And I said, I don't care. But we made them care. And we made them also realize that they have power through vote. This is what I think we accomplish most.
You mean not just in tribal elections, but in state and national elections as well?
We did not go into too much of national or statewide.
I see, it's just mostly
tribal. Mostly tribal, yeah. But if need be, we could have gone ahead and sort of introduced that to the people too. I didn't have too much contact to the outside, such as your election during the No, when the state had their elections.
I think, what other things do you think that was important that you did during this administration? Do you feel like you brought more industry in, or do you feel like you've...
Well, as far as the industry is concerned, we have, the tribe as a whole has always been trying to get some type of industry into the area. And I don't know you whether I could say that it was directly under Charlie's administration. I don't know whether I could credit Charlie's administration or the previous, but industry was always we always try to get industry for some type into the reservation. And this new Jap industry, I don't think I was even involved in it. There was a time that I didn't run again.
How come you didn't run again? I mean, is there any personal reason, or is there something in tribal politics that you didn't sort of care for, or I mean, this you don't have to tell us if you don't want to, but this is more or less confidential. So whatever you want to say, it's really all right. And us, me and Mom, we're not connected with the administration or.
Well, I tell you, in the political world, being a politician, one has to play his cards right, so that at the next time he tries, he has a lot better chance. Because I wanted to prove things to the people that I could not have if I just coming out and talking about it, but by actually living it out and letting my 4 years go by this time, I think that politically I will be stronger next time.
I see. That's a pretty wide.
So, and this is a fact, I know it's a fact. Now people will say, well, your successor is took over, yes, but look what he did, look what he didn't do. I am sure that he will be my opponent if I so desire to run again this next term for top notch.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my gap, or this is my strategy that I'm using. This is why I didn't run again. Also, I wanted to go to school and learn a trade that I can depend on, so that in case, supposing that I was elected chairman, for 2 years and maybe the people got tired of me, so just boot me out. Now when they boot me out, I don't have nothing. But this way I have a diploma in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
This is another reason I didn't run.
I see. Do you feel that your successor now, do you think that he's doing something that you personally wouldn't do? I mean, or let's say when you were vice chairman, I remember we used to come and talk to you about a lot of things, because a lot of times we couldn't talk to the chairman, because a lot of times I guess he didn't have time or he didn't want to have time, and Lindbergh and some of us would come and talk to you about a lot of things, and what did you sort of think about people talking to you instead of the chairman?
Well, I felt that all people, regardless of who they are, when they need to talk to someone, have to talk to someone. And being a paid employee like I was, I felt that I was obligated and I was willing to help people, regardless of whether I did help them or not. It made me feel a lot better. And I'm sure that when they left my office, they left there with the feeling that they belong.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever discuss it with the then chairman, Charlie, about some of these matters, like some people wanted to talk to him and then he didn't feel like talking to them? or did you, or did he care, or what was his explanation? Because it seems to me like now he's still, you know, he's still at his old tricks, so to speak.
Well, I...
Did you ever discuss it, you know, between you and him?
No, I never discussed it with him. I felt that he is who he is, so we can't change the guy. And I never did bring it to his attention. And then when I go with him someplace, to the cafe, the store, any place, I didn't pretend. What I did because I felt like it, I feel like it. I'm friendly to all people, and take up for them at any time necessary. And he didn't do that. He just, well, unless it's some big deal, then he said, oh, hi, or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed he does that. What do you think his success is based on? I mean, it seems to me like from the votes, he doesn't have a plurality. I mean, he just has the people who do vote. I mean, he just has more votes. It doesn't mean that everyone supports him, but what do you think his success is based on? I mean, if you care to tell us. I mean, do you think, is this the way tribal politics has been running?
Well, this is also part of our strategy.
What do you mean? As long as you have when you say you speak for the people, just because you speak for, let's say, 118 that voted, when there's how many Hickory Apaches that are eligible to vote approximately?
Right now, I imagine it's about 360 or 70.
So I guess that's just tribal politics.
Tribal politics.
Well, I guess we could get on to another subject. I was talking to Mary, and she was telling me that you knew some, you know, history, since your grandpa had a lot to do with politics back when the Hickorias were just coming from Mescalero, and, you know, when everything was all disorganized, he helped organize quite a few things. I mean, if you care, you can talk Apache.
Well,
I'm at home.
No,
it doesn't matter.
I speak Apache, I'll make all kinds of mistakes.
As far
back as I know of my grandfather, Ed Lanacente, he has always helped the people, and he was called the interpreter in Spanish, and the people always went to him with their problems, and he was willing, more than willing, to help them. And I don't know whether he was a recognized leader or chief, which I don't think he was. He was just a sort of interpreter. And going back too far in history, I don't know too much about it. But just from what I hear or heard, is that he is, I imagine I get the way I run things is the way he ran it years ago. It's just sort of a natural, I don't know what you call it.
Around what era would you say that he was most, you know, known for his help and stuff? I mean, like 1930s or 40s or?
Well, that I don't have any idea, because I wasn't even born when he was killed.
So when were you born?
I was born in 1928.
Oh, so that